on the bottom of Beis on the base. The Omra Biermio, the same of Chia Bar Abba, Menatzvach Tzufim Omra. The letters Mem Nun Sadik Pei Chof. The reason they're in this order, not the order of the Aleph-Beis, it's a play on words of Tzufim. Tzufim. Tzufim is the Nevi'im. So it said the letters in an order that it hints to the Tzufim, Menatzvach. Tzufim said them, which means they were revealed by the Nevi'im. Which letters, which tzura of the letter is in the middle of and the beginning of the word, and which one at the end of the word? Tzmar says, V'tisbra, v'oksiv, eila ha-mitzvah, she'ein novi yushar v'chadish dover me'ata, novi can't be mechadish or mitzvah, and here it's nogela halacha. If I have a sefer Torah is kosher, how tefillin are kosher, which letter, how the letter is supposed to look, in the end or beginning of the word. V'od, ha'omer of chizda, mem v'samach shebaluchos, b'neis ha'yu omdim. Right, the Mem and Samech and the Luchos were Beneis. So it's obviously that these, the Mem Sofis existed already in the Luchos. Because only in a final Mem and a Samech is there a Neis, because it's a completely closed letter. And the middle of the middle part is, if the letter is completely engraved through and through in the stone, the middle part is suspended in midair. So that's the Neis. So obviously these letters existed before. So it says in Mahava Havu. The letters existed. They didn't create this either a Mem Psucha or a Mem Stuma. Mem Psucha and Mem Stuma existed before. The Lo Havu Yad they hide the Emsateva, hide the Softeva. They didn't know which one was the beginning, which one was the end. So everybody asked, look, open a Sefer Torah and see. Right? So they said they didn't use this Ksav. They used Ksav Ivri for everything except the Luchos. Not everybody can open the Luchos and see how it looked. So this Ksav, until the time of Ezra, was not Nisgala. They didn't use it regularly. That's the Gemara says they used Ksav Ivri. So it was in the Luchos. What?
How was this thing for Teri Kosher?
That was the Halacha. That was the Ksav. Some say that it was only... that they use this ksav also for tefillin, mezuzahs, whatever. But stam, sefrei Torah, they learn from whatever written ksav ifri. Okay. So, v'osu tzofin v'takinu. The Pnei Yeshua learns, the pshat is that it was kosher till the Nevi'im came. You could do it either way. Either l'os was kosher, anywhere you wrote it. Both were alternative ways of writing a mem, or a nun, a tzadik, and so on. And then they were koveya which one you which way it had to be. The takinu psuchim beemtza teva ustumim besof teva. They came misakin which one to put in the middle of the word and which one at the end of the word. Still a chiddush. Now they were koveya that it had to be this way. So that's a different halacha than was before, and that was pinavua. Samara says. Ela shokum v'chozu v'yostum. They were at one time known, they forgot them, and they reestablished them. So some learned that reestablishing something is not creating a new mitzvah, it's just reestablishing an old one that you can do through nevuah. Or chozu v'yostum doesn't mean they did it with nevuah v'chlau, but they reestablish it with pilpul, through chochma, not with nevuah. But once it existed, it was possible to do that. If it never existed, they couldn't do it with chochma, they would have to do it with nevuah. Okay, Rashi. Menatzvach kefal osios, the osios that are double, two different surahs of the same os. Sofim omrum neviye hadoros. Rashi learned sofim, the medayik in Rashi, that it didn't happen all at once. That each certain different generations were megala different os. In some generations they were megala the mem, and then the nun, and then the tzadik, and so on. It wasn't all at one time. Others say sofim are the Nevi'im after Amon or after Yoshiyahu, because that's when the Sefer Torahs were all burnt, and there weren't too many Sefer Torahs around for people to look into, and that's how they forgot what the letters were. V'neis hayu omdim, shehoysa chakikosu mishnei avreya, because the Luchos were engraved through and through, the stone. Hilkach sharos yeshleish lemokum devet. Other osios have a place where there's still a solid thing. Right, there's a space in the letter, but these are circles, completely closed. Elamnem v'sama choysu ba'avir. Right? So the middle, what's it called, is suspended in midair. The efshir hoyol of taritz, hachter of chizda b'stumin. The chiyitmer hachter of yirmi of b'psuchin. The Gemara could have answered and said, sure, they had originally the closed letters, the end letters. The tzofim were mechadish that there's another kind that's the open letter. That was the one in the middle of the L's. And that wasn't b'neis. And that's how the Gemara Taka originally answers this question in Shabbos. Brings down the same sukkah. Here it has a question that applies to both things. How did they do anything? It's ein novi rishay lechadish. Mahave havu v'urcha the sugya digmara dover she'eno lahakshos dover she'eno ad the torich v'amida al purio. This is the way the shakla v'tari. It answers an answer. It really is not an answer until we then ask on that answer and come to the real answer. Because over here in the middle, it's the same question. Eila hamitzvos. What's the answer? The answer is we're trying to show why that answer isn't sufficient also. The Torah Hamid al-Buryo, Mipi Rav, Rebbe, Hatkan. Shalo Yirbu Machlokes, before, oh, and you get it. Okay, let's go on. V'om Rabbi Yirmiya, the Yisem Rav Chia Bar Abba, Targum Shal Torah, Unkulis Hager, Omro, Mipi Rav Eliezer of Yeshua. What's it called? The Targum of Torah was compiled by Unkulis Hager, and he received it from Eliezer of Yeshua. Targum shon neviim Yonasan ben Uziel amro mipi Chagi Zechariah Malachi, and the targum of neviim was compiled by Yonasan ben Uziel, who was makabelit from Chagi Zechariah Malachi. V'nizdaze Eretz Yisrael arba meos parsa arba meos parsa, and when he revealed the targum on neviim, Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsas by 400 parsas. Yotzo basko v'omra mi who says shegilas storai lebnei adam. Who's revealing my secrets to people? Omed Yonos ben Uziel al-Ragla, v'yomra anihu shigilisi sorech levnei Odom. And he said, I'm the one who's revealing the secrets. Goli v'yodul lefenecho shelo lechvod yosisi, v'lo lechvod beis abba, el lechvod chosisi. I didn't do this for my own honor, to be megala the targum, but I did it for kvod Hashem, shelo yiru machlokas b'Yisrael. In order, there shouldn't be a lot of machlokas in how to explain the psukim, the targum says clearly what the psukim mean. But old Bikesh Legalus Targum Shal Ksuvim, Yonas ben Uziel wanted to reveal the Targum on Ksuvim, and Yotzo Basko, the Omra Lo Dayach, not enough. You did enough already. No more. My Taima, Mishum Di Ispe Kates Moshiach, because the Targum would have revealed when Moshiach's coming in Daniel. Where it says, the Targum Shal Torah, Unkulus Hager Omra. Targum of Torah was revealed by Unkulus. It already was revealed way before that. In the time of Ezra, for sure, the Targum already existed. The Ha Omer of Ika Bar Ovin, Omer of Chananu, Omer Rav, Maidirsi, Vayikoro, Vesefer Torah Solokim, it's a passage by Ezra, that they read the Torah, the Sefer Torah Solokim, the Furash, the Shum Seichel, Vayavinu B'mikra, Vayikoro, Vesefer Torah Solokim, Zamikra. They read from the Sefer Torah, that's the Mikra. Vayikori, Vesefer Torah Zamikra. Mefurish ze targum. Mefurish, then they read the targum. Right? So you see the targum existed. Targum of Torah. The shum seichel elu hapsukim. The shum seichel is they had a mesorah ready where to make the psukim. The avinu b'mikra elu piske tamin. The avinu b'mikra is the trap. The amrila elu hamesoris. And some say that's a mesoris of how the words have to be pronounced. Where it says, Shachum v'chazer v'yosum, same idea. They had the Targum originally. Targum was given along with the Torah, according to many. It's given in Har Sinai. But it was forgotten, and Unkelus reestablished it. Maishno d'oraisa d'lois d'azeya, about Nevi'ez d'azeya. Why, when he revealed the Targum, Unkelus revealed the Targum of the Torah, the earth didn't shake, it only shook by the Targum of Nevi'im. Why the oraisa mefarsha milsa? Because the Torah is pretty clear what it means. So it wasn't a tremendous revelation to be revealed the targum on the Torah. To the via ikamili de mefarshin, ikamili de mistamin. But in the viim, there's a lot of things that are not clear, and therefore the targum revealed a lot of things that without the targum would have been unclear. For instance, Vayomahu Yigdal Hamishbeh Birushalayim, Kemishbeh Hadrimon, Hadadrimon, the Bikas Megiddo. So in those days, this is talking about when Mashiach ben Yosef comes and he's killed. So they'll say a Hesped to Mashiach ben Yosef, similar to the Hesped they said in Yerushalayim on Hadadrimon in Bikas Megiddo. The Omer of Yosef, Ilmoli Targuma de Haikro, Lo Yodana, Maika Omer. If it wouldn't be for the Targum of this Pasuk, and some say that Tosfos thinking, Bava Kamma says, some people say that Rav Yosef was a baki in the Targum, because he was blind, and you're not allowed to read Psukim Baal Peh, so he only learned Targum. So he was a baki in the Targum. He said, it wouldn't be for the Targum over there, right, Lo Yodana, Maika Omer. Wouldn't know what it's talking about. Right? Where was there a Hesped mentioned in Tanakh of Hadadrimon and Bikas Megiddo? But what does the Targum say? Maika Omer. The Lo Yodana, Maika Omer. What is it? What does the Targum say? By Yoma Hahu, Yazge Mispeid of Yerushalayim. On that day, there'll be a great Hesped in Yerushalayim. Kimispeid of the Achav Bar Imri, like the Hesped they gave to Achav Bar Imri. The Kotel Yosei Hadadrimon ben Tavrimon, who was killed by Hadadrimon ben Tavrimon, the Ramos Gilad, who was killed by this Goy in Ramos Gilad, who can mispeid the Yoshio Bar Amon, and like the Hesped that they said on Yoshio Bar Amon, the Kotel Yosei Paru Chagiru of Bikas Megiddo, who was killed by Paro Neche in Necho, in what's it called, in Bikas Megiddo. So it's referring to two different things. It's not talking to the Hesped on Hadadrimon. It's talking about the Hesped on Achav, who was killed by Hadadrimon, and that didn't happen in Bikas Megiddo, right? And it's also the Hesped of Yoshiyahu, who was killed by Paro Necho in Bikas Megiddo. So there's a lot missing from the pasuk that had to be explained by the Targum. Okay, Rashi. Shelo yirbu machlokas, the forish mikros astumim. There would be a lot of machlokas on how to explain these psukim that are not clear what they mean. Kates Mashiach, the Sefer Daniel. If he had written a targum or revealed the targum to ksuvim, what's it called, that would have revealed the when Mashiach was supposed to come in, that's found in Daniel. And even though we have a targum to ksuvim, they say that that's not the authentic targum. There are many targumim. And it's not the one, it's not really the Targum Yonasim Nuzil. Vayikoro b'sefer Torah Shalohim, b'sefer Ezra Ksi. This is written already in Ezra. It's really in Nehemiah, but Ezra and Nehemiah are the same sefer. It's not two different svarim. Zem mikra loshen ivri shel chumash. Right? The regular text of the chumash. Hapsukim heach nifsokim. And then it also included the psukim. Where you stop, the sentence. Piske atanim haneginos kruim ta'onim. The trup. Look through the whole Tanakh. You won't find anywhere that it mentions a Hesped that they said on Hadadrimon in Bikas Megiddo. The Yonason Tirgumol Shnei Hespedos. And in Targum Yonason, it says clearly it's talking about two different Hespedim. Hadadrimon Baramos Gilad, the Yoshio, the Bikas Megiddo. Can refer to say from Malachim. It's talking about the Hesped on Achav and the Hesped on Yoshio. V'ro'isi ani Daniel Levadi es hamare v'hanoshim asher hoyu imi lo ro'u es hamare. Since we mentioned that if he would have written the Targum on Daniel, it would have been Megala Kate, so we're speaking a little bit about Daniel. It says, I, Daniel, alone saw this mare, and the people with me didn't see it. Avol charo the gedol enofleim, but they got very scared. V'yivrechu be'echaveh, they went to hide. Man ninu anoshim, who are these people that were with Daniel? These were the three final Nevi'im, Chagi, Zechari, and Malachi, who were together with Daniel. He saw this vision, and they didn't see it, but they got scared. Samara says, the Iuchaza, one second, Inu Adif Minei, they were more important than him. The Ihu Adif Minei, but he was more important than them in certain aspects. Inu Adif Minei, the Inu Nevi'ei, the Ihu Lonavi. They were Nevi'im and he wasn't a Navi. See, Rashi says that, not that Daniel wasn't a Navi. Daniel was a Navi. But he wasn't a Navi that was ever sent with a Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. But Chagi, Zechari, and Malachi were sent with Nevi'is to Klal Yisrael. So in that respect, they were Novi HaNishlach, and Daniel was not a Novi HaNishlach. Other Rishonim learned that Daniel was not a Novi Bechlav. Never got Nevuah. Wasn't a Novi. And the Mara that he saw, he didn't see B'mara Nevuah. It was Ruach HaKodesh, some other thing, not Nevuah. Ihu Adif Minayu, but he was bigger than them. The Ihu Chazav, Inu Lo Chazav. He saw this vision, they didn't see it. Mar says, V'chimiachar D'lo Chazav, my time of Yisrael, if they didn't see anything, why'd they get scared? Mar says, Afagad, the Inu Lo Chazav, Mazlayu Chazav. They didn't see it, but their angel saw it. Sometimes a person, Omer Avinu, Shema Mino, Hai Man, the Mivis, Afagav, the Iu, Lo Chazi, Mazli Chazi. Sometimes a person gets scared for no reason. It's because his mazel sees something that filters down to him. He doesn't know what's to be scared of, but his mazel, his malach, sees something and it filters down to him. My takante, if something happens, all of a sudden a person gets scared. He doesn't know why. Right, so what should he do? Likri Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a tremendous protection. You should read Kriyashma. The e coin b'mokam atinofas, if he's in a place he can't read Kriyashma, linshok miduch de arba garmite. He should jump from his place four amas. That way, what's it called? Mishana mokam, mishana mazel. Right? The elo, and if he can't do that, le mahochi. If he can't jump out of his place four amas, right, standing next to a wall or whatever, or on the edge of a cliff. So he surely will change his mazel if he jumps four amas. So he should say the following. Ezo de beitav hishmeina minoi. The goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter than me. So if you want to get somebody, get them, not me.
Why jump, not walk?
What? What's it called? It could be that way you change your makom in 1 second. It's a more of a shinui than walking slowly. Okay. Rashi. The inu neviation is nabul Yisrael b'shlichuso shel makom. Rashi says what it means that they were Nevi'im. They were Nevi'im who were sent to Klal Yisrael to prophesy various things. But who lo nishtalach l'Yisrael b'shum Nevuah? But Daniel was not sent to Klal Yisrael with any Nevuah. But from Rashi's mashma, that he was a Navi. It's just that he was never sent. Right? In fact, that's what they say. Later on we'll see that there were 48 Nevi'im, but there were millions of Nevi'im. But the Nevi'im that were sent with Nevuahs that were Shayach Lidoros of the 48. And the ones that weren't sent with Nevuahs that were Shayach Lidoros, right? Either they weren't sent at all, or they were sent with Nevuahs that were only needed for their specific time, they're not counted in the 48. My Tama Ivisu, Dichsiv Bikro, Aval Charod Gedol and Nofla Aleihem, Vayivrochu Beichove. Pasuk says they got scared and they ran away to hide. So what, if they didn't see anything, what were they scared of? Mazlayu, Sar Shol Kolom L'Malach. The Malach that is appointed, everybody has his guardian angel above, that's what sees these things sometimes, and the person, it's filtered down to the person, he gets scared. Lin shof yedolik, jump. The Yisrael, okay, v'hashad the amras, medina, v'ir lidrasha, since we darshan before, medina, ear and ear, that there are certain cities that have walls that read on the 14th, and certain on the 15th. And the opposite, certain cities that don't have walls that read on the 14th and read on the 15th because they once had a wall in the time of Yeshua or in the time of Achashverosh. So we learn drasha from that. Or we learn from the pasuk, like we said, that ir v'chol ha-samachla, krach v'chol ha-samachla, samach v'nira. Anything close to the krach also reads on the 15th. So mishpach, mishpach l'mayos. So it says in that same pasuk, medina, medina, ir v'ir, mishpacha, mishpacha. So what do we learn from mishpacha, mishpacha? Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, v'havi mishpachos kuhuna leviyah, shemavatin avoldosin, uboi l'shmo mikro megillah. That even Kohanim and Leviyah are mevatel, it's a second base on Mikdash, they already had Purim. And they're mevatel from the avoda in order to what's it called, to come and hear the Megillah. Okay? Tosus learns that it doesn't mean they're mevatel the avoda completely, Megillah is only the Rabbanah. How could you be mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa for the sake of a d'rabbana? So Tosfos says it means that they delay it. Eventually they're going to do these karbanas that day. But they delay it for the sake of hearing Megillah. Other Rishonim learn they're mevatel it. Even if they wouldn't be able to make the karban, they mevatel it completely. Why? Yesh koach b'yad chachomim, makar dover min ha-torah, b'shev b'al ta'aseh. The rabbana have a right to tell you not to do a mitzvah. And others learn that Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. It's almost as strong, since it's found in the Sefer in Tanakh, it's almost as strong as Doraisa. And therefore it can be pushed away at Doraisa too, because of Presume Nis or whatever. Okay. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, Kohanim Bavodosum, Levim Beduchanim, Yisrob Mamodim, Kul Mavatl Avodosum, Uboyim Lishmo Mikro Megillah. They're all Mavatl, their Avoda, again, either to delay it or to completely not do it in order to hear Megillah. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a Bryce that says that. Kohanim Bavodosum, Levim Beduchanim, Yisrob Mamodim, Kul Mavatl Avodosum, Uboyim Lishmo Mikro Megillah. Mikan Somchu Shobes Rebbe, Shemavatl Talmud Torah, Uboyim Lishmo Mikro Megillah. Kavachomer mi avoda. Kavachomer, if you can mevatel avoda, korbanos, to hear Mikra Megillah, so you surely mevatel Talmud Torah also. We'll see what the Kavachomer is in a second. Right, mevatel Talmud Torah. So they ask the obvious question, reading the Megillah is Talmud Torah. Right, so it means mevatel Talmud Torah in the time that you have to go to shul, you're sitting in a Beis Medrash learning, you're going to pick yourself up, go to shul, to hear the Megillah be rabbi. It's going to be Bittul Torah while you're walking there. That's the Bittul Torah. Others learn that it's Bittul Torah be'echus. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, stam, saying words, reading Megillah. Right? That's Talmud Torah. But then there's what's it called? B'shinantam, to learn be'iyum. You don't learn the Megillah, be'iyum. And some say that the Megillah was given to read, but not to learn. It's not considered learning, the Megillah. And what's it called? Many argue on that. The Maisa, the Gemara over here is going to darsh and psukim and Megillah. We learn it. Don't just read it. Okay, so Megillah obviously has an Indian of Talmud Torah to it. But it's not Iyun HaTorah. That's called Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah could be Bittul Torah Be'echus in quality, not just in quantity. Uma Avoda, what's the Kavachomer? Uma Avoda Shehi Chamura Mevatlinan Talmud Torah Lakoshke. If Avoda, which is more Chamur, you're mevatel. Surely Talmud Torah. Also, they say that what's it called? The Chori, you're always mevatel Talmud Torah for any mitzvah. Any mitzvah that you can't do through somebody else. You have to do it yourself, and you have to do it now. You stop learning. So, same thing with Mikra Megillah. So they say, no, here the chiddush is that you could do it in your own house. Why do you have to walk to shul? To hear it barab. It's only a hither mitzvah to hear it barab in Persume Nisa. Even that's Docha Talmud Torah. Avoda chamura mi Talmud Torah? Is avoda more chamur than Talmud Torah? Vaksi vayhi biyos Yoshua biyuricho vayisla eino vayar vine ish omei b'negdo vayishtachu. Right? So it says that when Yoshua was in Yericho, he picked up his eyes and he saw a malach and he bowed down to him. So it says, first the world mirror stops right away in the middle and interrupts. V'heichi ovidoch, how did he bow down to a person? V'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi osula odom shitin sholom l'chaviru b'layla chayshinu shem eshedhu. Now that he gives shalom to a person at night, because maybe he's a shade, and he's not a person. Tosa says that's only if you're out in the field and at night. Stam, you can assume that a person's a person, and you can give him shalom. Okay. Mersa Shani Hosim, the Omer Leki, Ani Sar Tzvo Hashem. Right, because the Malach told him, Sar Tzvo Hashem, obviously wasn't a shade. Mersa says, Adil Meshakri, maybe it was a shade, it was light. Right. Where it says, Gemiri de Lomatki Shem Shemavatala. Even Shadim don't say Shem Hashem Levatala. So he wouldn't have lied and mentioned the Sartzvo Hashem. So he must have been a Malach who was Sartzvo Hashem. So Omar Lo, so the Malach told Yoshua, Emesh Bitaltim Tomit Shobain Arbayim. Yesterday, when you went to war, right, you Mavatul Tomit Shobain Arbayim. You should have stopped the war a little early and brought the Korban Tomit. Right? And they asked him, what were the Kohanim doing? They weren't part of the war, but they were carrying the Aron, the Kohanim. And they weren't able to bring the Korban. They asked him that not all the Kohanim were carrying the Aron. Right? Okay, that's a kasha. Let's see one second. That's Sotosu says. The Kohanim were carrying the Aron, they couldn't bring the Korban. Could be that was their Mishmar. And they were waiting for them, and they were to come back from carrying the Aron. They didn't want to chop their shift. And in the end, they didn't come, and nobody brought the korban. So, the achshav, and now, bitaltim Talmud Torah. And at night, you didn't learn. You could have learned, because there was no war going on at night. They didn't fight at night. So he said, Omar lo, so Yoshua said to the Malach, al ezer mehen basa. Which one did you come to to punish us for. Those, which is the Iker? Amarlo Atobasi. I came for the one now, right? The second one. Tosus learns that where do we see a remez that what's it called that it's talking about Bittul Hatomid and Bittul Torah? He says he said Halonu Ato Im Letzorenu. So he says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and Letzorenu is the Korbanos are Negin Mitzara. So Halonu Ato Im Letzorenu is a hint to these two Averis. And then he told him, Ata Basi is a remez to Ata Kislu Lachemes Ashir Azos, which is Talmud Torah. But the Pashup Shad is, I don't know why he told us how to say that. The Pashup Shad is, he told him two Averis, one before the other, and he told him, I came for the one. Now, the closer one, not the farther one away. The Yad, so Yeshua learned the lesson, and immediately, so Tosu says, doesn't mean immediately, it doesn't happen right away. Tosu Rashi said, Vayolin Yoshua Balayla Hu Besocha Eved. The next war, Yoshua was not in the Mevatel Torah at night, and they learned at night. To learn the lesson from what the Malach told him in Yericho. Om Rav Yochanan, Malamed Shalon Ba'om Shalocha. That night, he went to sleep from a mitz learning Torah. Rashi. The Yisrael B'mamodam Om Dimal Tmirei Tzibur B'shas HaKorim. What is Maimed? Maimed is that they used to have a shift of Yisraelim who would stand by the korban and represent Klal Yisrael by the korban. Kiddushnam Maseches Tainus, like the Gemara says in Tainus and Chavav, which Tishmru lahakri liva moado, heyach shomer and eino omir al gabav. It says Tishmru, you have to guard the korban atomer. How do you guard it if you don't stand there? And the Gemara, our Mishnah says, it's a shayach that what a person's korban is brought, it's not there. So they have to be representatives of Klal Yisrael that are there by the korban. Tiknu Nevi'im Rishonim. So Shmuel and David were Mesakin. Chof Dalet Mishmaros, 24 shifts. I'll call Mishmar, Mishmar Yomaimed. For every Mishmar of Kohanim and Levi'im, there was a Maimed of Israel. The Hechir of Yehachi, Shishtacha Velo, how could he bow down? Yechsiv Ayipo Alpona Vayishtachu. Right? Bechorim, maybe it was a shade he was bowing to. Maybe not a Malach. Right? Not a whore person. Emesh Bitautem. Here he didn't bow to him as a what's it called, a service, like a god. He bowed out of respect, but you don't bow out of respect for a sheik. Emesh b'taltem b'tshuva sheishivo atobasi onu lemedim tchilas divrei hamalach hashima b'shnei dvarim. Right, the fact that he said, I came for this, Masha, there was something else too. So in the beginning, he accused them of doing two sins. And then Yeshua asked him which one's the Iker, and he told him this one, Atabos. Emesh Kolom Rik Sheheriv Hayom, yesterday, meaning when it was getting dark, it was still daytime, you could have brought the Korban Tomit Shoben Arbaim, and you didn't. Hoya Lachem Lahakrif Tomit Ho'erev, Ubitaltem Oso, Vinishtahisem B'ma'arav Ho'ir Chinam. You remained in the siege of the city, the ambush of the city, unnecessarily. You could have renewed the war the next day. Nobody was fighting at night. They didn't fight at night. They didn't have light. So they didn't fight. So you could have delayed your next tactic, the ambush, till the next day, till the next morning. But you didn't. And you mevatel the Tomit Shoben Arbayim. She'ein zman nulchoma belayla mishetechsha. Once it gets dark, people didn't fight wars. The Ashav Shulayla, hoya lechem lasu betorah. And now that it was night, you weren't busy fighting, you should have learned. Shari Einchem Nuchom B'lai, you're not fighting, so you have time to learn. Atobasi Ashalachsha. And Malach told him, I came for this one, the later one. In other words, for the Talmud Torah is more serious than being Mevatel Avoda. So here we see that, that Talmud Torah is worse than Avoda. So what's the Gemara say? Kal v'chomer, if you can Mevatel Avoda, surely you can Mevatel Torah, just the opposite. Bittul Torah is worse than Bittul Avoda. Miyad vayol Yeshua b'layla hu b'sochei mek, lo b'osu alayla k'siv. This pasuk is not talking about the war of Yericho. Ela b'layla shetzor al-ai. It's talking about the next battle when they besieged Ai. Completely different battle. V'hochi komer, miyad chozer Yeshua midvarav. Immediately Yeshua accepted upon himself that the next time this circumstance comes up where they're fighting and they're free at night, he's going to learn. And when you cobbled something, it's as if you did it right away. So that's why it says a miyad. Tosus points out there's no such pasuk Vayolim Yoshua Balayla Hu Besocha Eimek. Right? It says Vayolim Balayla Hu Besocha Am, and by I it says Vayelech Balayla Hu Besocha Eimek. So the Gemara combined the two psukim to put both aspects in there. It says the Gemara does that a lot of times. It says psukim that don't exist, but they're really either shortened versions or combined versions of other psukim. And some say the reason the Gemara did that is they didn't always have a Sefer Torah or a Navi, right, in front of them. And you're not allowed to say psukim bal peh. So the Bedavka didn't say it properly. They shortened it or whatever, so they shouldn't be saying the psukim bal peh.